A report released last week by the New York Times revealed that several senior administration officials, as well as political and campaign advisors to Governor Scott Walker, were scheduled to attend a conference hosted by the Republican Governors Association in 2013. The RGA is a heavyweight Republican campaign organization and has spent millions of dollars on TV ads attacking Democrat Mary Burke in Wisconsin. State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate says the presence of Walker's state advisors at such an event is an example of corrupt, pay-to-play politics.
It is, to say the least, mind-boggling that after six of Scott Walker's top aides and associates were convicted of crimes that occurred on his watch, that he is still operating as if there is no line that separates campaign business government business.
Documents obtained by the Times show Walker's Chief of Staff Eric Schutt and Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch among those scheduled to attend the event. Walker campaign advisor Keith Jilks was also among those listed on the agenda. Governor Walker says the allegations of wrongdoing are misguided.
They didn't raise any money at those events. They meeting with other governors and governor staffs, talking about policy just like we do at any number of associations.
The documents say Walker aides attended sessions with Citigroup and Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Some corporate members paid as much as $250,000 to attend the RGA event. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.